You are listening to Homecoming to Self, The Journey, a space for alignment, for authenticity, and for living in harmony with your soul's purpose. I am your host, Sylvia Morrison, transformation coach, humanitarian, and a passionate believer in the power of coming home to self. Here we explore conversations and teachings that awaken clarity, invite courage, and deepen belonging. So let's breathe, let's align, and together, let's come home. Thank you for joining me. Today, as we gather in this moment, I honor you. I honor the version of you who said yes to this journey. The version of you who is curious to experience more. More truth, alignment, peace, and purpose. The version of you that is rising, even quietly, into a life that finally feels like home. So let's breathe together. Take a breath with me. Let your body soften. Let it settle. And gently bring your attention inward. You're turning your attention inward not to fix anything, not to figure anything out, just to listen with your heart. In the previous episode, we began to explore that quiet feeling, that sense that there may be something more for you. Not more to prove, not more to generate or strive for, but more to express. And in this expressing, we're talking about expressing from the inside out. And so today, we're going a little deeper. And here you are, ready for the ride. Because once you notice that feeling, that whisper that we talked about last week, that feeling inside you that you probably can't even express, but you notice it. The next question that comes is, can I trust it? Can I trust this feeling? Can I trust this nudge? Can I trust this desire? Can I trust it? There is a voice within you, and it doesn't shout. It doesn't force. It doesn't rush. It whispers. You've heard it many times. Sometimes it shows up as curiosity. Sometimes as a nudge. Sometimes as an idea that continues to return. This recurring idea. And sometimes it shows up as a quiet knowing that you can't explain. And here's what I've seen over and over again. Women hear this voice and then immediately question it. Do you know what I'm talking about? I'm sure you do. Yes. We hear this voice. And we immediately begin to question it. Why? We'll get to that. You have some answers, I'm sure. So there is an inner conflict because you hear, maybe I should try this. You hear, this feels like the way to go. You sense it. And then almost instantly, on the heels of that comes, but does that even make sense? Do you know what I'm talking about? Yes. And then the other question becomes, who am I to do that? Who am I to do that? And so what happens? The voice gets quiet after time, not because it's gone, but because it's no longer being listened to. So you might notice that life just feels dull and drab, and you even notice yourself saying, you know, when somebody says, how is life? You said, same old, it's normal. Those are some of the responses we hear these days when you're not feeling alive in your life. It's not because the voice has left. It's become quiet because you're not listening any longer. You're not listening often enough. It has learned how to recognize the difference, between listening, being heard, and being afraid. One of the things that I often support women with is learning how to recognize the difference between the voice of fear and the voice of inner knowing. There's a difference between the voice of fear and the voice of inner knowing, because they can feel very similar, but they are not the same. And so in my work, I talk about what fear looks like and sounds like. So fear is loud. It feels that it is urgent. It is convincing. It gives you reasons. It lists risks. It tells you everything that could go wrong. That is fear. Your inner knowing is quiet, it's steady, it's grounded, it doesn't argue, it simply is. And here's the part most people miss. Your inner knowing doesn't come with full instructions. It comes with direction. It says, go here, call her, write this, do that. That's clear. You're asking for clarity. That's direction. If you ever thought, I don't know if this makes sense, or you've ever thought, I can't explain why I feel this. Or maybe you thought, I wish I had more clarity before I move. Am I talking to you? Am I reading your mind? Am I a fly on the wall in your house? Watching you, hearing, seeing you? That's because I've lived it too. I want you to hear this clearly. There is nothing wrong with you. This is how it begins. So let me offer you this gentle truth. Just because you don't see the full path doesn't mean you're not being called. It just means it's time to listen. It's time to take a step in the direction that you're being guided. There is a reason so many women begin to feel this pull in midlife. Because by this stage, you see, you've lived enough life to recognize what is not aligned. You've given enough. You've done what was expected. I'll repeat that. You've done what was expected. Even when it didn't feel good for you, because society expected it from you, you did it. You've carried the role. You've held it well. You've held it all together. And now something inside you is asking, what about me? What about me? What about me? Not from selfishness, not from resentment, but from truth. And so here's what I want to invite you to do. Very simply, begin to notice the voice. Don't allow it to go quiet. Don't judge it. Do not analyze it. And don't rush to act on it. There's a difference between taking action when you feel the nudge and rushing. You know the difference in the feeling. The energy is different. So just notice that. So notice the voice, not to rush to act on it, but just to groundedly, steadily, lovingly, willingly take the step. Just notice. You might ask yourself, when do I feel most alive? And these questions are questions that help you to notice. What ideas keep returning to me? I'm sure you have them. What have I quietly been curious about but haven't explored? And instead of needing answers, just let the questions sit. This is a space where so much of the work begins, not in doing more, but in learning how to listen. And this is how we listen. Learning how to listen and trust what you hear. When you hear, when you ask the question and you hear, don't go asking somebody else what they think. You already heard. They didn't hear it. You did. So don't ask someone else what they think. And it's something I guide women through gently, step by step. Because so often I have women who come into our session and they've heard clear instructions and they're excited about it. And then they begin to doubt. And they want to know what I think. And you know what I think? Usually what I think? Act on it. What's the step you're going to take? Yes. Yes. It's something that I want for you. As you ask yourself the questions and allow the questions to just sit, notice what emerges. Don't question it. Don't second guess it. Don't ask someone else what they think about it. Just be with it. So thank you for being here. Thank you for allowing yourself to listen a little more deeply today. I am Sylvia Morrison, and this is Homecoming to Self, the journey. Stay open, stay present, and trust what is quietly speaking within you. Thank you for being here with me on Homecoming to Self, the journey. If something you heard stirred your heart and reminded you of a deeper truth, I would love for you to continue the journey with us. So I invite you to join My Sisters Circle, a private Facebook community for midlife women. This is a sacred space in which we slow down, reconnect, and rebuild confidence in community. Until we meet again, keep moving forward, and remember, your soul already knows the way.